return to Bite 16. A little shift here. The reason is I want to show you what leadership actually looks like. I do. I want you to understand what leadership actually looks like. Because you've got Jennifer Granholm here, who is completely out of her element, pretending to be a leader, right? Pretending to have some leadership abilities. Jennifer Granholm is lost in talking about some transition or something of that nature, right? And across America, people are angry, flat out angry about the cost of everything going up. They can see the cost of the pump. They know how that impacts their family. They can see their electric bill. They know in the northern states, by the way, it was 19 degrees outside the studio today. 19 degrees. And that's early for it to be this cold. Winter's coming. And so in the northern states across Minnesota and Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, Pennsylvania, upstate New York, it's going to be devastating when those heating bills arrive. And what are they doing about it in Washington? Oh, it's going to be a transition, and you'll be okay. Meanwhile, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida is making the move to cancel the gas tax in Florida. That's right, cancel the gas tax to help folks there save hundreds of dollars a year to offset inflation. He said it's something we can do, and there is something we can do about it. We don't have to stand around and look like idiots and make people suffer. That's not the program. Listen to Ron DeSantis, Bite 16. Go. Well, I'm not hearing from Ron. Not sure what's going on there. I'm not hearing Ron DeSantis. So Governor Ron DeSantis says, cancel the gas tax. Hello. What is anybody else doing, right? What is anyone else doing? Nothing is the answer you're looking for. DeSantis is on top of it, thankfully. It's what leadership looks like. Not, oh, we're in a transition. Gosh, real sorry that you had to fill up your car and you only get to eat half a sandwich today and tomorrow. Real sorry you had to fill up your car or pay your heating bill this month, and therefore you won't be getting groceries for another week. It's not the way DeSantis operates. No, we can save you a couple of hundred bucks every 6 months anyhow, maybe more, depending on how much you're running around. But the Democrats have this ability to put forth terrible candidates. Robert Francis O'Rourke, but you better call me Beto, comes to mind. He was out at a gathering over the weekend. He's running for governor in Texas. Of course he is. He doesn't know how to do anything else, of course. He can't have a real job. He's incapable. So I want to go to bite number one, because Beto, whatever the heck that means, he is confronted by a nice fella who wanted to talk to him about running for governor in Texas. Here's that.
Hey, Beto, they don't want to let me take a picture with you, man. I just want to shake your hand.
I'm Robert.
Robert, you're my co-pilot.
I'm native Houstonian.
Thank you for being
on behalf of the ranchers and oil and gas and farmers.
Yes, sir.
And Maxine Waters.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in your grill telling you don't come back. Okay. We don't want you here.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you.
You said it was good.
Thank you.
Get the hell out. You ain't taking my gun, either. You ain't taking my gun. Get your hands off of me.
My hands are low.
Get your hands off of me. Adios.
Woo!
How do you like that?
Woo!
We're still here in Texas.
Woo!
Nobody wants you here. No one means
no. We don't want you here. On behalf of the ranchers, the farmers, the people who live here, I'm a native San Antonian. We don't want you here. Beto O'Rourke has no chance, zero, becoming governor of Texas. I would disown Texas. Just so you guys know, I would disown you if you did something as foolish as allowing that clown to be anywhere near the governor's mansion in Austin. Now, don't get me wrong. He would fit right in with the people that run around in that part of the state. You know, the far left clowns. But no, that guy has no business. Oh, and by the way, just in case you missed it, I wanted to bring this to you because yesterday was such a busy and crazy day. I want to make sure you didn't miss the fact that going forward, fully vaccinated will mean whatever Anthony Fauci says it means. Fully vaccinated will mean whatever he says. Lockdowns, quarantines, mask mandates. It'll all be under the guise of Fauci-dom. Or whatever they'd call it. Fauci-dom. How about that? I say that because Anthony Fauci says, yeah, you'll need more shots. A lot more shots. It's bite number two. Listen.
Does the definition of what constitutes fully vaccinated need to change now to include a booster shot?
We're going to follow that very carefully, Dana, and that's what we say, that's what we mean when we say we let the science and the data follow. So we're going to take a look right now at what the durability is of the booster, and we're going to follow people who get boosted. We don't know right now. You have to be perfectly transparent and honest. We're going to be doing the best we can to keep the American public optimally protected. If that means that that's going to be a boost that will absolutely everyone will have to have, then so be it. We'll do it that way. But it will be guided by the science. And people should not be put off by the fact that as time goes by and we learn more and more about the protection, that we might modify the guidelines. That's what we've been saying all along by follow the science. Things change and you have to follow the data.
I wouldn't trust that guy to do anything. Ever. He follows whatever the hell he feels like following. End of story. Period. Paragraph. All right, we're going to take a quick break now. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. I'll be right back.
Did you know that birth